Anglican priest Calvin Robinson dismissed over Nazi-like salute. Robinson defends gesture, used at his speech at National Pro-Life Summit last week, as attempt at dry wit, by Catherine Post. It's still a matter of debate whether the salute performed by Elon Musk at an Inauguration Day speech in Washington, a chest thump followed by a straight-arm gesture, was intended to evoke a Nazi salute. But on Wednesday, January 29, a small Anglican denomination dismissed a priest for his apparent imitation of the Musk salute at a public event, saying he had been inappropriately trolling pro-abortion supporters. The statement by the Anglican Catholic Church said of Calvin Robinson, a British transplant who had been associated with the ACC since last year, start quote, "While we cannot say what was in Mr. Robinson's heart when he did this, his action appears to have been an attempt to curry favor with certain elements of the American political right by provoking its opposition," end quote. Robinson's salute occurred Saturday at the end of his appearance at the National Pro-Life Summit, where he praised Americans for fighting for life. Start quote, "God bless all of you for what you're doing. Please keep doing it. I hope that I can encourage you, and my heart goes out to you. God bless," end quote, said Robinson, before thumping his chest and saluting quickly to the right, arm extended, palm down. As the crowd laughed and applauded, Robinson gave them a knowing look. On social media, viewers were quick to link the gesture to Musk's controversial salute at the Capital One Arena on January 20. Musk, too, had said, "My heart goes out to you." Both gestures have been compared to a Nazi salute. According to the denomination, start quote, "Mr. Robinson had been warned that online trolling and other such actions, whether in service of the left or right, are incompatible with a priestly vocation and was told to desist. Clearly, he is not, and as such, his license in this church has been revoked. He is no longer serving as a priest in the ACC," end quote. The statement went on to condemn anti-Semitism and Nazi ideology. Start quote, "We believe that those who mimic the Nazi salute, even as a joke or an attempt to troll their opponents, trivialize the horror of the Holocaust and diminish the sacrifice of those who fought against its perpetrators. Such actions are harmful, divisive, and contrary to the tenets of Christian charity," end quote. The Anglican Catholic Church was formed in the late 1970s by a group of clergy who broke from the Episcopal Church in the United States, in part due to the larger denomination's decision to ordain women. Robinson did not respond to request for comment in time for publication. On X, Robinson confirmed his license had been revoked, saying he learned the news via social media. He wrote, start quote, "My parishioners have been on the phone last night and this morning expressing concerns about our parish ministry. Please keep them in your prayers. They are the priority here. I am their pastor, and they are my flock. I will remain here for their pastoral needs, but I am worried about how they will receive the sacraments," end quote. Robinson also encouraged those seeking more information to contact his archbishop. Yesterday, Robinson also posted on X clarifying that he is not a Nazi, and he characterized his gesture as an attempt at dry wit in that typical British way. Start quote, "The joke at the end was a mockery of the hysterical liberals who called Elon Musk a Nazi for quite clearly showing the audience his heart was with them." Context is key, but sometimes people ignore context to confirm their own prejudices, end quote, he wrote. On Thursday, the editorial team of video game website and publication, God is a Geek, announced the entire editorial staff would be resigning in light of Robinson's salute. Robinson, who owns the website, had zero input on the site in recent years, according to the announcement, which said the editorial team did not condone Robinson's actions. Start quote, "We will create a new site, and our future content will be published there, bereft of any connection to Calvin Robinson," end quote, the staffers wrote. When asked for comment on ACC's decision to defrock Robinson, a spokesperson for Anglican Catholic Church pointed RNS to a post by Students for Life President Kristen Hawkins. She condemned the Holocaust as one of humankind's worst tragedies, while also saying that labeling people as Nazis is what happens when people can no longer make persuasive or logical arguments. Hawkins wrote, start quote, "The same people who look at an ultrasound and can't see a baby will look at a conservative expressing gratitude to a crowd and see a problem. This is a coalition more upset over their interpretation of a hand wave by a priest, made in obvious satire to troll the leftist media's Rudels, CIC, and unfounded attacks against Elon Musk simply for being a Trump supporter, than the fact that all but one Democrat in Congress are okay with and voted in favor of infanticide last week." End quote. A one-time political commentator, Robinson is no stranger to controversy. Robinson, who is Black, is known for his strong opposition to women's ordination and the Black Lives Matter movement, as well as for his criticism of the liberal infestation of the church. Start quote, "There is no fight left in England. It has become broadly apathetic to an invasion on the one hand by Islam, and corruption on the other hand by liberalism." End quote. He wrote in fall 2024. In 2022, Robinson said in an article in the British press that he had been blocked from becoming a priest in the Church of England due to his anti-woke views. He said he was prevented from serving as assistant curate at a parish in the Diocese of London after bishops voiced concerns about his social media presence. The Diocese of London told The Telegraph there are a limited number of curacies available, and there was no suitable option they could offer Robinson. That same year, Robinson left the Church of England for the Free Church of England, where he was ordained as a deacon. Formed in the mid-19th century, the Free Church of England is not a member of the worldwide Anglican Communion that includes the Church of England and the Episcopal Church in the United States. In 2016, the Free Church came into full communion with the Anglican Church in North America, a conservative offshoot of the Episcopal Church and Anglican Church of Canada. In the past 3 years, Robinson has bounced from one conservative Anglican jurisdiction to another, leaving the Free Church of England and being ordained as a priest in another small denomination, the Nordic Catholic Church in England, in fall 2023. In August 2024, he announced his departure from the United Kingdom and moved to Grand Rapids, Michigan, soon after, where he became priest in charge of St. Paul's Anglican Catholic Church. Last January, Robinson was the subject of a different controversy when he was removed from an Anglican conference after pushing against women's ordination, likening it to a Trojan horse and to cancer. He said at the conference, start quote, "The doors were left open for the Marxist ideologies to gain a foothold, gender theory, queer theory, critical race theory. It all began with feminism," end quote. This story has been updated to reflect that Robinson was dismissed, not defrocked,